Hi, and welcome to the EV Life podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Maharaj, and we're back for season three. And this time I'm joined in studio by Hannah Neal Robertson, who is the producer of season three of the podcast.
Hi, everyone. I am super excited to jump onto this season and talk about the different episodes that we have going. And today we are talking to Simon Pillarella of Charge Hub about EV roaming. Crystal, do you want to share a little bit about your conversation with him?
Yeah, so it was an interesting conversation. This was kind of the first time that I've heard about EV roaming, and it immediately made me think of cell phone roaming. And the way that Simon describes it, it is kind of similar in some ways. But, you know, when we talk to EV owners, one of their frustrations is public charging, because you have to have a subscription for the different networks. And what this Agora initiative is aiming to do is try to alleviate those frustrations by creating a central hub where people can access charging infrastructure from different operators without the need to have a subscription to each one. So he, of course, explains this much better than I do, but the Agora initiative is led by Charge Hub, but in partnership with, I think, about 25 different organizations, CAA being one of them.
Yeah, it's really exciting, a collaborative, you know, project that's going on, and is a new technology that I'm sure a lot of you are interested to know about and learn more. So I'm excited for this episode. And without further ado, let's jump in.
Hi, Simon. Thank you so much for joining me today on the EV Life podcast.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So before we get into the interview, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your role is at Charge Hub, and just give us maybe a little bit of information on Agora?
Sure. So I'm head of marketing and business development at Charge Hub. We're a Canadian-based company and renowned for two important innovations. On one hand, EV drivers have probably heard of our Charge Hub application, since we are the largest network independent community-driven EV charging app. So we have over 1 million annual users. And the app enables drivers to find all stations in Canada and the U.S. and pay on more than 85,000 stations with a single account.
Oh, wow.
Less known, but yeah, that's
it's
a cool
extensive,
app.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Less known, but not less important, we also provide North America's largest EV roaming hub. So the product is called Passport Hub. It enables the industry to interconnect networks to offer large-scale charging interoperability.
Can you just explain EV roaming for our listeners who may have never heard of it before and how it works?
Yes, absolutely. So when you travel to a new region or country, you probably have experienced roaming. Seamless and automatic connection of your phone to available networks, right?
Right.
So the magic of roaming is that you do not have to worry about subscribing to a new network or if your phone will connect to a local network. Well, the same idea applies to public EV charging. So when we talk about EV roaming, the concept enables EV drivers to charge their vehicles easily and conveniently regardless of the network. So simply put, EV roaming means that electric charging systems are compatible with each other, enabling drivers to effortlessly connect and charge their vehicle across diverse charging networks without the headache of managing multiple subscriptions or cards.
Yeah, because my understanding is that's a big frustration for a lot of people who own EVs, right? It's not like gas stations where you just go and you put in your debit or your credit card. You have to actually be connected to that network, usually via an app. So you're saying that the EV roaming would make that process a little bit more seamless.
Exactly, because charging at home is the easy part, let's say, of owning an EV. Public charging is a different story.
Right.
There are more than 100 charging networks in North America, plus 200,000 stations in the US and Canada. It's growing fast. So if you don't own a home charger or you go on a road trip, you have to charge on public networks, and EV roaming becomes very important.
So that's obviously a big benefit to people who own EVs. Can you just talk a little bit about additional benefits and to existing charging infrastructures as well?
Yes. Yeah, so if you think, if I relate to one of the survey conducted by CAA, 26% of EV drivers said the public charging process is a major concern. And 36% of respondents in this survey said they lack confidence in taking their EV for road trips. So these results should be a concern for EV adoption, right? Mm-hmm. With EV roaming, accessing multiple charging stations across different networks become much easier. So that's why we launched Agora. We felt that there's a need to provide much needed information, resource, understand EV roaming and why it matters. And we also want to help EV drivers make informed decisions about network compatibility so they can choose their preferred app to charge on a maximum of networks and ideally use the best app for their needs.
Can you tell me a little bit about the difference between ChargeHub and Agora? So right now, if I have the ChargeHub app, that'll show me, like you said, all the charging stations across Canada and the US. But if I want mm-hmm. to use, I guess I would be using Agora if I want that EV roaming. Is that correct? Or is it a separate app? How does it work?
Yes. So our position in the industry led us to take leadership, you know, when it comes to EV roaming. So we launched with the industry an initiative aims to accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles through EV roaming. So Agora is really an industry initiative to promote the concept of EV roaming, give resources to fleets and the general public so they can make informed decisions on best app to suit their needs, so they don't have to, you know, download 10 different digital wallets and apps to go on road trips or charge on public networks. So since we're one of the important stakeholders in this initiative, of course, our ChargeUp app is also compatible with lots of networks, you know. And as I explained earlier, you can use it to pay on more than 85,000 stations with a single account.
Okay, so it's one app.
Yes. Yes, okay, it's one perfect. App. Agora is not an app. It's really an industry initiative. And I'd like to mention it was supported by Natural Resources Canada because they also believe that this is very important for EV adoption.
Nice. So that makes it even easier. You just need one app to find the stations, one app to pay for your charging.
That's the idea. Mm-hmm. In the real world today, there's no single app that enables this.
Right.
You know, we're working towards that goal as ChargeHub. But the idea is that we don't have to tell people what is best for them. It's up to them to choose their preferred mode of payment.
Right.
And the industry is working hard to make this happen, as it is the case, as I explained earlier, with the telecom industry. When you travel to other countries, you know, it's easy to roam with your phone. You know, it's going to connect automatically and you're going to be billed accordingly. So we want to kind of reproduce the same thing for EV, for the EV industry.
Are you seeing Canadians using EV roaming right now?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And based on data from the Agora project, we see some traction. You know, I can tell you that about 40% of charging networks in Canada have more than 5 connections. But on the other end, there are still 42% of networks that have no connections at all. So it's definitely possible for Canadians to choose an app that will give them access to many popular networks and benefit from EV roaming. But what we see, and I'll refer to a study from Pollution Probe that found that 37% of their survey respondents are not aware of any roaming agreements between network operators, and only 6% of respondents had a clear understanding of the scope of these agreements. So it's very important, and this is why we have an initiative to promote EV roaming to the general public and fleets, because people, they're not so aware that it's possible. Mm-hmm. Although it's not perfect, it really exists. And there are some apps that give you quite good coverage, but you have to make your homework. And this is why we launched Agora, and we have a compatibility tool between networks and apps that can be found on agoracharge.com.
Do you see EV roaming becoming the norm in the future?
EV roaming is absolutely critical to achieve EV adoption at scale. So the payment experience has to be simple for Canadians to embrace the change. So although it's possible for Canadians to choose their preferred modes of payment and activation to charge on the maximum of public networks, we still have some work to do as an industry. So what we're seeing now is just the tip of the iceberg. Retailers, energy companies are massively increasing their footprint of their charging networks. And in parallel, you have the car makers and fleet management companies that are looking for best charging option for their clients. So as the result of this evolution, we expect that it should be easy for EV drivers to use public charging infrastructure, and EV roaming will become more and more important as EV penetration increases.
So with the Agora initiative, I see that you partner with several organizations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So as a leader in EV roaming solution, you know, we launched the initiative to accelerate adoption of easy through EV roaming. And it was made possible with the support of Natural Resource Gifts Canada and numerous partners such as BC Hydro, Electric Circuit, the Hydro-Quebec charging network, Switch, Ivy, ATCO, Nissan, VinFast, CAA, and many EV associations, to name a few.
It's a group effort, you would say.
Absolutely. It's not purely led by ChargeHub. It's really supported by more than 25 partners, I think, now.
That's incredible. Thank you so much, Simon.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Simon Pillarella of ChargeHub. If you would like to contribute to the conversation, don't forget you can do that in our EV Life group on the AMA mobile app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps and click on the community tab down at the bottom, and you can search for the EV Life group and join us in there. We love to hear your questions and just hear your comments on the episodes, so feel free to do so. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. We'll talk to you in the next one.